welcome to Mod Pod with Fukunaga, a podcast that celebrates the strength and pulse of the luxury market. And now, here's your host, Vanessa Fukunaga.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vanessa Fukunaga, and welcome to Mod Pod with Fukunaga. And today, I will let you in on a little secret. It's my inaugural podcast with my special guest star, Frederick Vidal. And Frederick is the managing director right here in Las Ventanas Al Paraíso in Los Cabos, Mexico, but also the regional vice president of all of Rosewood Hotels and Resorts. So Frederick, we're in La Boutique, our special place. Are you ready to get started?
Of course, I'm so happy to be your guinea pig, your first one, and it's gonna be great. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
So we're here again with Frederick Vidal, right here in a very, very special place, La Boutique. It's the speakeasy in Las Ventanas. Frederick, why don't you tell us just a little bit about La Boutique and why we're here today? Why you allowed me, by the way, allowed me to be in this special place today. Tell me what's special about this.
Well, I thought we needed in Cabo a place where we could be after 9:30. Most of the resorts around Cabo are very nice during the day, but after 9:30 p.m. or 10 p.m., it becomes so boring and everybody has to go to bed. Mm-hmm. So we thought we would create something special, something with music, some fun, where people can enjoy, right? After 9:30, mm-hmm. And actually it was a bet. A lot of people told me, no, the people, American people, go and sleep after 9:30, uh-huh. And at the end, it's full until midnight. Almost every night, and especially on the weekend. So this is why we created the speakeasy, why we created La Boutique in this hotel.
I mean, I remember when we were talking about it before it was even created, and I actually have seen it kind of come to life and all of this, and I know you won't say it, so I'm going to go ahead and say it for you. This is his idea. This is Frederick's creativity. Every little detail you see. I mean, did you see how amazing it was with the doors opening? You enter with a secret code.
You do. If not, you don't get in.
Right? Yeah, no, do you hear that? You can't.
It's a speakeasy.
It's a speakeasy. You can't even get in. There's incredible music, and it feels really comfortable. And I agree. I think there's no real elegant, sophisticated, fun place for us to go after 9:30. And every time I've come, I mean, we've seen it. That's tons of people. And I love that not everybody can get in. Tell me about what's going to happen come June, or when is it?
Mid-June.
Okay.
The famous Rosalía de Cuba is back. this is a great moment for us, because when we designed this place, it was really for her. I mean, we had her in mind, and we decided that she would be our in-resident artist. And I mean, we signed a one-year contract, then we signed another, a second-year contract, mm-hmm. with her. But because of the pandemic, we didn't want to take the risk to have her inside.
Yeah.
And we were limited in the number of seats. So now, as mid-June, we're back in La Boutique. And it's going to be fantastic. So it's going to be not only Rosalía, but also, I can't say too much, because I want to keep
the
surprise.
Don't reveal too much.
But I'm super excited about it, because other artists coming is going to be really something where every half an hour during the night, uh-huh. things are going to happen. And it's going to be more than just a speakeasy bar. It's going to be the place to be, and more importantly, the place to have fun. And this is what we want.
Oh my God, absolutely love. And this is what, and I will just say, because like I keep saying, Frederick won't say it about himself. He's super, super, super creative. And he comes up with all these ideas. And Las Ventanas, honestly, is the best hotel in all of the Baja. I mean, probably, it's my favorite in all over the world. And just because there's so many surprises. And even last week, I had my birthday. And I could choose anywhere to have a special birthday party, and I chose here. And it was not, how do I describe it, Frederick? Frederick, of course, handled everything. It was not good. It was not great. It was not fantastic. I keep telling everybody, epic. Epic. It was over the top, and Rosalía de Cuba even sang. So that was an amazing moment.
And the fireworks.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was such a surprise. So I'm sitting there. We're sitting there with these beautiful tables. And I'm not even watching. And of course, Frederick, with all of his surprises, comes over and hands me a tray with a gift, right? And I'm like looking at him, what is this? Totally not expected, because, you know, I tried to control as many things as I could. And I open it up, and it's a button, and everybody's dying. And he was saying that this is really only for the most special guests.
Of course, and you felt like King Jong-un.
I did.
right? About to push on the nuclear button.
Well, I didn't feel like that.
but it was fantastic, and you launch your own firework, and this is what life is about.
Exactly.
It's about having fun, enjoying life, and I mean, especially with the pandemic recently, we learned a lot about life and realized that my favorite quote is, it's Latin, it's carpe diem, enjoy the present moment, right? And I think this is what we want for our clients. Mm-hmm. You don't know what tomorrow is about. And the last 12 months have been showing us and teaching us a lot about it. Mm-hmm. I think really you just want to have fun and you want to enjoy your life. And more importantly, you want to create memories with the people you love.
Mm-hmm. But I love that because you keep all of that in mind and you're not just, number one, it's an incredibly, if not the most successful hotel, but I think you do that because you're doing it with creating memories of people's families and friends in mind. These are things that you can't buy.
I think we do it especially with love and passion. You know, a hotel like here is not a one-man show. It's a whole team. We have more than 650 people working here. Mm-hmm. And I can promise you that every single person working in this hotel is passionate. And they're doing an incredible show. So my job is more to inspire people and to try to give some, have a vision, first of all. Mm-hmm. And then after that, to give some direction. And I always say, keep reinventing, innovate. But after that, I don't do anything. They are doing the job. Uh-huh. They are doing it. But they're doing it with so much love, passion, and talent, obviously, that is becoming magic.
But they also see your vision. And I think that, like, even in my team, I kind of have a little similar, not a little similar, but a similar team. If they understand your voice or your vision, then they can create or recreate what your direction is.
Well, you know, the pyramid is cascading down, right?
Yeah.
If the top of the pyramid is inspired, loves what he does, and he's happy every morning to come and work and be with the team, hey, there's no reason why it's not going to cascade down. Mm-hmm. If you have the top of the team who doesn't like Mexico, who doesn't like working with people, it's not going to work, right?
Yeah,
it's all about, being passionate.
Yeah, okay. I have to admit, you're putting your arms up and I'm looking at your cufflinks. I love them. Tell me about, where did you get those?
This is designed by a very special Mexican artist, Daniel Espinoza.
Oh, I love
and
him.
And he did those ones, and it's malachite, and it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so it's very Mexican.
Them.
I love that. Uh-huh. I love what it is.
And there's so many things here, like even the residences. There's so many things made in Mexico, and I think that's also something important that you do.
This is something we like with Rosewood, say the sense of place, and every hotel we have around the world, we want the sense of place. Why? Because I really believe that 30 or 40 years ago, if I was traveling with my grandmother, we would go to Thailand, then we would be very happy to find a French hotel with a French breakfast, French croissant, because traveling, being in the plane and arriving at the airport and being in the city was such a kind of, there was such a cultural shock at that time, right? Mm-hmm. Where today is just the opposite. I mean, you fly and every plane now look the same. You don't meet any people anymore.
Yeah.
You have your little box in the plane. Then you arrive, duty free shop, it's all the same. And you can be blind and you know that you arrive in a duty free shop anywhere around the world. You know where the cognac is, you know the different brands you're going to find. It's always the same, so boring. And then you arrive in the city and all the windows of the shops are the same because you have the same brands all around. So we want to make sure in Rosewood that the people, the clients arrive and they know where they are. So if you arrive in Las Ventanas, you are in Baja California.
Love
you
that.
Have the sand, you have the cactus, and that's where you are. If you go in another property in Riviera Maya, you have the water, it's a beautiful, it's lush, it's full of vegetation, because this is what the Cancun Playa del Carmen is about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to open soon a beautiful hotel in Sao Paulo, for example.
That's
and
exciting.
It's so Brazilian. We brought so many different artists to really bring the Brazilian culture in the center of Sao Paulo in Brazil, and this is going to be incredible.
That's crazy. I'm so excited about that. Now, one of the inventive things that you've done also is, and I know I'm going to butcher the name, is the Proust questionnaire.
I love you,
I know. Proust.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Okay, I can't.
We got it.
Anyway, whatever it is.
Questionnaire de Proust.
Okay.
So it's the way to discover somebody by asking questions and trying to understand who he really is.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a a whole legend about the question, le questionnaire de Proust. I have to change
it
to swap from French, English, Spanish. But le questionnaire de Proust. And then what we decided to do is to go back on the question, obviously to change some of the questions. And we have it, we're going to have it in La Botica. So people will come in La Botica and are going to receive a book. And they are going to answer the questions with a pen, the old way. There's nothing like iPhone whatsoever. The old way.
Don't look.
You write it down. And then after that, the barman, who is fantastic, is going to take the questionnaire. He's going to read about you. And he's going to create your own custom-made cocktail. And he's going to write down the recipe. What is important is to remember, is you have different books with 200 pages in each book, right? And you're going to be able to say to your friends, next time you go to La Botica, go on book number 3, page 122, and you'll find my cocktail. And if you like it, you can ask the barman to do it for you.
Can so you believe
the
that?
Whole idea is to make a collection of thousands of cocktails over years. But we're just at the beginning.
Okay, but so when you told me about this, I thought I would turn the tables a little bit and ask you the questions.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's why I keep touching my phone, because
I'm in trouble.
And I'm going to have to use my glasses. Everybody knows it's just the time. So here we go. I'm going to ask you the questions, and then we're going to have, I'm sure somebody magically is going to make a drink. Okay.
Good.
So here we go. Number one, Frederick.
Yes.
Where is your favorite place in the world?
Mexico, Los Cabos.
Okay. That's a good one. What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Me too. Of course, ocean blue.
And I didn't say it because
you didn't?
It's really blue.
It really is blue. Okay. And don't say, because all the answers are really authentic, and that's what's going to make it really special. Okay. What is your favorite flower?
My favorite flower is definitely the frangipani, called here in Mexico, La Plumeria.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, it's very
That's
nice.
Beautiful. Okay. I call that, I don't know if I should, but the Mexican magnolia. It reminds me of a magnolia tree. Okay, what is your favorite perfume?
Allure Bleue, Chanel.
Chanel, okay. What is, I wonder what this is. What is your favorite fruit?
Mango.
I
love mangoes.
Do you like the mango with enchilada?
It can be, but I love mango because I love the green mangoes and I love the sweet mangoes. Uh-huh. But I love also a good mango salad when it's green and it's very nice. And that comes from my time in Asia.
Interesting. Okay. Well, this is a hard one. What is your favorite movie?
Pretty Woman.
Is it really?
It is Pretty Woman. I love this movie. I watch it like... Because it shows that in life, everything is possible.
I like that. I like that. Everything is possible. Okay. So in terms of drinks, I'll say, are you more white? Do you prefer white, rosé, red, or champagne?
Already know.
Oh, I didn't think that was going to be the answer.
Right.
Interesting. Why?
Because especially the red Bordeaux. I love red Bordeaux.
Okay. Good to know. I didn't know that about you. Okay. Cars. So would you be more of a Rolls-Royce, Aston Martin, Porsche, or Ferrari?
Aston Martin.
Timeless. Of course, James Bondy, which I love.
Custom made. Fast, but with very classic at the same time.
Love. All right. Okay. In terms of materials to wear... So on your body every day, if you had to choose between cotton, linen, silk, or cashmere, what would you choose?
Cashmere. You know that. I always have cashmere with me.
It's true.
I love that. I can't get in the plane without cashmere.
It's true. Yeah. And I love when you do going Euro and you tie it over your shoulders. It's so gorgeous and elegant. Okay. What is your favorite season? I don't think I know this.
Summer. I love hot weather. I love humid weather. Oh. And this is, we're about to start summer in Cabo, and this is my favorite season.
I forgot. I actually did know that, because everywhere we go, there's no air conditioning, because Frederick likes to feel the breeze.
I hate air conditioning with all my heart.
I know, and I die. It's so funny. I'm always hot, and Frederick loves to make us actually feel nature and feel this amazing weather here in Cabo.
You said today you were hot.
Exactly.
We're AC, and we're freezing here.
I know you don't like it, but just for me, you're giving it up. Okay.
We're going to get a drink soon, so we're going to warm up.
In Las Ventanas, okay, which would you choose, a suite, a villa, or the Ty Warner Mansion? And if you don't know about the Ty Warner Mansion, to die, incredibly exclusive, custom made, and really visionary from what, Frederick, you've done. I mean, you have, tell us just like a brief sentence about the Ty Warner Mansion. You have to say, reveal just a little.
The Ty Warner Mansion is a fantasy. Mm-hmm. It's only 2 bedrooms. It's huge. You have a pool with twice the size of an Olympic pool. It's a fantasy. It's beautiful to celebrate life. And a lot of couples will bring in a couple of couples for a weekend, for longer. It's beautiful. But if you ask me what is my favorite, I would tell you the signature villas. Why? Because the mansion is an extravagance and it's beautiful, but I really feel super comfortable. I could live in a villa all year round.
Yes.
I'm not sure I would live all year round in the mansion. It's too extravagant. But in a villa with a pool based on the location, it's just perfect.
And I love when you walk into the signature doors. So if you haven't seen the signature design doors of those villas with all of the glass squares, it's just beautiful. And if you look around La Boutique, you actually see a lot of different colored glass bottles. And to me, it always reminds me of those signature doors. It's beautiful. Okay, I got to keep going because we want to have our signature cocktail. Let's see what they're going to make for us. Okay, I know what my answer would be. Spicy or not spicy?
Spicy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is your favorite liquor?
Gin. I love gin.
Which kind?
Monkey 47. My favorite.
Monkey?
Monkey.
Okay. I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
Monkey 47.
I don't know. Okay. Monkey. Okay. What is your favorite music?
This is difficult, but I love classic music and I love opera.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So when is the last time you've listened to opera?
This morning in the car.
Really?
Yes, I love it. Yeah.
Is that how you start your day?
Not every day, but I love it.
I don't often listen to opera, but music, I definitely love it. It moves me. Okay, so speaking of that, actually, you just told me, which would be your favorite, waltz, samba, but opera would be your favorite. Okay, so let's go to bronze. If you had to pick, and I gave you this list, or I guess you can go off the list. Chanel, Hermes, Dior, Gucci, or Dolce & Gabbana? Hermes. Or something else?
Hermes.
I knew. Mm-hmm. Of course.
You want to know why?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I want to know why.
Because they are timeless and they keep reinventing themselves.
I thought you were going to say because they're French.
Hermes is fantastic because Hermes, they are not fashionable. They follow trends, but they're not fashionable.
But see, I think that's a lot of what you are. You are fashionable, but timeless.
You know what Karl Lagerfeld used to say about fashion?
What?
Fashion is ugly. If not, you wouldn't have to reinvent it every 6 months. And it's so true.
That's clever.
It's so true. And I love this quote. This is, I try to remember this quote every morning. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be fashionable. Mm-hmm. Fashion is really ugly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Okay, and I have two more questions. Okay. This might be a hard one for you. Which would you choose? Las Ventanas al Paraíso, the Carlisle, or Rosewood Hong Kong?
You want to put me in trouble.
Yeah, I know.
I would say Las Ventanas Paraíso, of course. However,
because we're here,
the Carlisle is absolutely timeless. And this is the first hotel I stayed when I was very young and I went for the first time in New York. And at that time, I had no idea I'd be working in Rosewood later and I would be involved with this hotel. But definitely the Carlisle is incredible in New York. And Rosewood Hong Kong is the landmark of the brand. The family built it a couple of years ago. I mean, it opened 2 years ago. And I think this is just a dream in a way that if you dream of the most perfect hotel in the 21st century, you go to the Rosewood Hong Kong. Unfortunately, at the moment, pandemic, travel restrictions, it's a bit difficult. But as soon as all this is over, I encourage everybody to go to this hotel. This hotel is absolutely unbelievable.
I like how you said you went to the Carlisle before you even knew you were going to be part of the Rosewood family.
Oh, many, many years before. But Carlisle is New York. The Bemelmans is incredible. Cafe Carlisle. Uh-huh. And this is a life of Upper East Side. Wow. It's just incredible.
Now, this is not even because you just said it, but my last question to you, well, not just for this Proust, oh my gosh, say it for me.
Okay, le
questionnaire.
Le questionnaire de Proust.
Yes, okay. The last question on it would be, what is your biggest dream?
My biggest dream, wow. I don't know. I say
or
I
one
dream.
Of.
I dream every day.
Okay.
And I think that everybody should dream. And a lot of people say, I don't dream, it's for kids. Well, that's why the kids are so happy mm-hmm. and the kids are so creative mm-hmm. and never stop dreaming. I don't know what would be my biggest dream. I have so many dreams.
I like that because I think, I don't know, I was just thinking about some, actually I think Pink just said it on the Billboard Awards, but it just reminded me of something that I felt really rang true, which was dream big because your dreams just may come true.
Exactly, and never stop dreaming mm-hmm. because dreams bring you the creativity, dreams will allow you to reinvent yourself and, mm-hmm. and dreams allow you to make happy.
Yeah.
To and be happy, sorry.
You never know what you can do until you try.
Life is full of surprises.
So it'll be interesting to see what kind of drink that they come up with. Okay, so here it comes. Let's see what he made. Oh, beautiful. Presentation is impeccable as per usual. Okay, I love the flowers.
Okay, so
tell me what's going to be in here.
We're going to play a game.
Okay. Oh no.
We're going to play a game together.
Don't put me on the spot.
Okay. Don't come back. Come here.
Oh no.
You stay here, and okay. I'm telling you if I'm right or wrong. Okay. So try it.
Okay.
I try it.
Hold on. Salut.
And we have to decide, and we have to understand what is the cocktail about.
Okay. Wait.
Okay.
In mis ojos. You know I'm obsessed. Oh, that is good. I don't normally like gin, but this is very good.
So
tell me what's in, should I guess one thing that's in there?
Yeah.
I can taste mango.
Okay.
Mango.
Is there mango?
Okay, mango.
Yes.
This is gin. Okay.
Exactly.
Did you put my favorite gin?
Your favorite gin.
What is it?
It's gin, Monkey 47.
Monkey. I don't even know that one. Uh-huh. Hold
so
on, let
gin,
me try it again.
Mango.
It's like a little spicy, but I don't know what you would put in it.
You put chipotle?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good. So, gin, Monkey 47, chipotle, mango, and?
And a little touch of passion fruit.
Oh. Passion fruit, that's what it was. That's the little, yeah, very good. And passion fruit, so you have the recipe now.
Oh, my gosh. What are we going to call
this? Thank you so much.
Gracias.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
What are we going to call this so that people know how to order it? The Vidal?
No, I call it Frederick.
Okay.
So
Frederick,
much better.
I like it. Okay.
Exactly. Great. Cheers. Cheers, everybody. So.
Oh, that's right. Cheers, everyone. So tell me, we're here. It's the end of the day. How would you, let's start with how you start your day. What do you do? What's one or two things that you do in the morning that start your day?
To start, I'm not a morning person at all.
Okay,
so some people tell me, why don't you exercise in the morning, your workout? I say, no way. I mean, my day literally start not before 7:45 a.m.
Okay.
Because I like to sleep 8 hours.
Okay.
So I like my 8 hours, and very often we have dinner late.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, by 11:45, I always tell everybody, guys, tomorrow is school, so we have to go and sleep because I want my 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And by 7:45, I wake up by 8 o'clock. I take water, warm water and lemon.
Oh, why?
Because it just clean your body.
Okay, interesting.
And then half an hour later, I take my breakfast.
Okay.
Light. And then by 9 o'clock, I'm at the office.
Okay.
But this is the way I start. I'm very slow in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So
if I have a very
routine.
Slow morning, I can go all the way up to midnight. I have no problem.
And
if I don't have a smooth morning, my day is impossible for everybody. So it's better, in the interest of the community, it's much better that I have a very smooth morning.
In the interest of the community.
Yeah, because I have 600 people working with me, so I want them to be happy also, and I want them to be under pressure.
I like that. And then, so it's the end of our day. So how would you normally end your evening, just on a personal level? You have, of course, lots of business dinners, and you do all of that kind of stuff. But what relaxes you in the evening? What makes you happy in the evening?
Just spending time with my boyfriend and just being at home and enjoying at least half an hour. We can talk about our days and exchange and listen to music. And most of the time, the dinners we always do together. So if it's for his business, I'll go with him. If it's for he's in Las Ventanas for the business, he will come with me.
Mm-hmm.
We love to spend the evening together, whether professional or non-professional.
Mm-hmm. And if you are not at Las Ventanas, what do you like to do?
Well, we'd be at home and we'd be chilling at home and having a glass or a cocktail and maybe in the jacuzzi during summer. And
all fancy.
And, yeah, just cool and relax.
Do you, well, I already know you golf. How are you liking that?
I love golfing. And my favorite golf partner is Vanessa Fukunaga. We always golf together and we love. And I tell you, this is something very important. I mean, golfing is one thing.
Yeah.
But for me, the most important in golf is with who you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not how good is the player.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how happy is the player on the golf course. We've been playing with some people who don't play well, and we don't play super good, but we're playing.
No, I'm terrible.
We're playing, we don't play well, but we're having so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been playing with some people who play super good, but they're so sometimes serious and boring that we don't have a good time. So
true.
Golf is about enjoying a good moment among friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's what is the most important thing for us.
It's been so fun. Don't you think it's been really fun? And I feel like we've improved.
Yeah, of course,
I've
because
improved.
More, I mean, this is the problem with golf too. I mean, you have to play a lot to improve.
Exactly.
If not, you just go down immediately.
But you know, I'm not good, but, and I will buy a lot of balls because I'm willing to leave my ball and pick up.
So if you ever want to start a collection of golf balls,
don't say it.
Just go and play with Vanessa Fukunaga because every time we play, she buys a full box. So you have 12 balls and you don't lose them, obviously. I mean, it's better if you don't lose the 12.
I know.
And the following time, she'll come with another 12 and 12. So I have at home the biggest golf ball collection in the world because I collect them now because Vanessa every time very generously arrives and says, this is your balls for the day. I say, Vanessa, I'm not so bad. I don't play 12 balls. I don't lose 12 balls every day.
But I know, but you know, I like to be prepared. You've seen
prepared.
My golf bag too.
And by the way, if in a golf course of Los Cabos, you find a ball, golf
don't
ball
say,
with a V,
don't say.
That's her ball that she lost because she always marked a ball with a big V.
Oh my God.
I had to say it.
Everybody's going to know. There are so many balls out there. I'm telling you, I should be sponsored by Titleist or I don't know who. Exactly.
All the caddies love her because they follow her and they pick up the balls. And after that, they go and they sell the balls back to Vanessa.
They do sell them back.
Course,
I know. I love it. Remember the ones that we've done at night? Those were the coolest ones.
That was incredible.
That was very cool.
That was incredible. And so it's a ball, slightly more heavy than the normal golf balls.
Yeah, it sounds
and
weird.
And it's looked like transparent and nothing special. But when you hit it, it takes the color, the light takes on, and it becomes, so you have six balls in the box, and you have six different colors, so everybody has one. So you can play, and especially when you play in Cabo at the end of the day, sometimes we just want to finish the hole 17 and 18, it's almost dark. We play those balls, and it's so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
And of course, you always have the blue one.
I do always have the, and I like to guess, because
except
you don't
know. Except the one you lost in the water, but I didn't say anything.
Luis found it.
Yes.
Until Jaime lost it.
Yeah. That's okay.
So you know I have my new baby, Ava.
Yes.
That, yes, as you call, she's the most overtrained dog in the universe. She is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think a lot of babies and kids around the world would love to get the treatment that Ava received.
I love her so much. I don't
I know,
have kids,
so
she's my baby. And I know you have two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You have Jerry and Maya.
Much calmer than Ava.
Yes, Ava's a spaz, I know.
Ava is a mix of dog and kangaroo. she jumped like that all the time. And I've never seen a dog jumping so much and jumping so high based on her size. I mean, she's just incredible.
She's crazy. She's getting in trouble these days.
I think she has your energy.
I think she, you know, they take on your personality. And I think she's very...
She definitely took on her personality. it's just incredible.
I know.
Incredible.
And she's training just like I train all the time.
All the time. And she is as intense as you are during the training. Because if you ever train for gym with Vanessa, it just kills you after 15 minutes. She's unstoppable.
Some people say I have masculine energy, but you know, I like to be dressed up and frilly, but yes, I like to like work out hard.
No comments.
Okay. So you have your two dogs, Jerry and Maya.
And Maya.
And I've seen Jerry's little cabana that they have here. It's so cute because Las Ventanas is a very pet-friendly hotel, which I love. So, of course, I'm always bringing Ava. And she's such a picky eater. But you know what she loves is the food at Sea Grill.
Of course.
I told her, don't get used to it because I'm not paying for Las Ventanas every single night.
Yeah. Our clients also love the food in Sea Grill.
Oh, yes,
it's not only your dog,
it's
right?
On my dog.
Yeah.
But it's fun. We get to take her on the beach, and they have even like a little doggy menu. Mm-hmm. She likes the flank steak.
Of course.
Okay. But tell me, you know what I thought was really interesting when I was asking you about Maya and how to spell her name? I was spelling it differently than how you spell it. Tell me about how you spell Maya.
I think you were spelling it the Mexican way, M-A-Y-A.
Yeah.
And her name is Maya, M-A-I-A.
Uh-huh.
And it comes from my experience in Seychelles. And I had the chance to run a beautiful property in Seychelles called Maya Resort.
Mm-hmm.
And Maya is in the Indian Ocean. And when Vasco da Gama, this incredible explorer, mm-hmm. arrived on this boat one day, and the Seychelles were known, right? It's an archipelago of 117 islands, and it was absolutely unknown, right? And he found an island, and on that night he had to put a name on the map. First he had to mark where it was based mm-hmm. on his map, mm-hmm. and he had to put a name, and he didn't know what to write down. So he looked at the skies, and there was a constellation of seven stars, the seven sisters, and the most shining one is called Maya, M-A-I-A. So he wrote down on the map, uh-huh. Maya. So Maya was the first original name for the Seychelles archipelago. And the hotel became Maya Resort, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always loved that name. And when we got Maya, we had to find a name, and I said, okay, this is going to be the name, M-A-I-A.
See, even your dog's names have an incredible backstory to them. So now that we've turned the air conditioning up, you know, I have to use my both Japanese and Mexican.
That's okay. I feel
it's
better
my signature
now.
Fan. Yeah, you feel better,
yeah,
because
course,
I was like a cold.
I was
and
freezing.
You,
yeah.
And you like it warm. Oh, my gosh. So tell me, as we wrap this up today, tell me what inspires you in the next 5 years or so? What things would you like to be doing personally, professionally, maybe travel? Are you looking to travel soon?
To travel again. To be honest with you, I used to travel, and I've been traveling all my life a lot.
Yeah.
And the pandemic was interesting because for 1 year, obviously, we didn't travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I would hate that, and I ended up by loving it in a way that was kind of, it was perfect to take a break, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this break has been teaching me to be to take time to step back,
mm-hmm.
and to really appreciate life and appreciate friends and appreciate really and be more concentrated in what you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Focusing more, right? And I think for the next, not only 5 years, but for the rest of my life, I want to keep dreaming. I want to keep reinventing, and more importantly, I want to keep doing what I love. And I love my job, I love what I do here in this property, but also in other hotels from the company in this region. And this is what motivates me every day, and I just want to continue doing what I love.
I love it, but tell me, I actually love to travel, and I came to Cabo on vacation, and decided to stay, but I too was traveling all over the world, and it was amazing. But at some point, you know, especially when it's for work, it can become very tiresome. But I love to travel. Where, because you've been so many places, tell me some of the most magical places you've been and where you would like to go that you haven't been.
So I know Asia very well because I've been living in Asia for 10 years. I had the chance to live in the Pacific next to Australia. I had a chance to live in Africa and in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I've been trying to take advantage of being in this location to discover more countries and more culture and more religion. And that's very good. What I really want to do now is first I want to go back to Paris and to France to see my parents, because with the pandemic, I haven't seen them for a year and a half, and I really want to go and spend some quality time with them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to happen soon. Then I definitely want to go back in my second favorite place in the world after
Where?
Mexico is Bali.
Oh my God, I'm dying to go.
I had a chance to live in Bali for a couple of years, and I love this place. I love Balinese people, the culture, the Hinduism, and all the culture around Bali is fascinating. So we definitely want to go back to Bali. And after that, taking advantage that we are in this part of the world to explore the down part of the continent, because I don't know very well South America. I've been in Brazil, obviously, but I haven't been to Peru, I haven't been to Chile, I haven't been to Argentina. We have friends in Buenos Aires, we want to go and visit them. So really trying to take advantage that we are here at the moment to really explore South America.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I've been to maybe four or five places in Mexico, but even in Mexico, there are a million places that I want to go.
Mexico is amazing. I mean, thanks to the fact that we had to decorate the Taiwan mansion 7 years ago when I arrived, I started to travel in Mexico and I fell in love with the culture. I mean, whether you go to Oaxaca, to Chiapas, we go a lot to Michoacan. I mean, every village is a new discovery. Every village is meeting artisans. And the artisans in Mexico are so talented. And it's just, we have to promote that. So that's why we've created those two stores in the hotel, Café del Arte and Textil Americo, where it's a kind of sustainable trade to help those people. But more importantly, it's to showcase their art, because they are absolutely, it's fascinating what they are doing.
Don't you think it's amazing? And we both have Jaguars. I have the black one and you have
the more classic one.
All right, of course.
Yeah.
In the Puesto, as they would say here.
Yeah.
I have the striking out, you know, outrageous
one.
You have
the Porsche. Exactly. I have the Aston Martin.
Oh my God. And I love
this is what it is.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. That is so funny. So now, you know what? How did you actually, you were born in
France.
Right, obviously.
Paris.
Mm-hmm. Where was the first location and why did you travel outside of Paris?
I professionally. We're back in 1992, and as French, I had to do my army duty, and I was sent to Beijing, where I became director of protocol at the French embassy, and I did that for a couple of years, and that was really the start. Then I grew up, and I continued in China, then I moved to Hong Kong, then we moved to the Pacific, New Caledonia, small island, 2 hours flight from Australia, then Bali, then Monte Carlo, back in Europe, the Seychelles Islands in Africa, then
totally normal
Abu Dhabi, crazy life in Abu Dhabi,
continuing to be normal,
and then
it's ridiculous,
Mexico,
and then Mexico, that is a ridiculous life.
It's not ridiculous.
Yes,
it
no, but
incredible.
It's incredible. Like, who has, I don't even know, who has a life like that?
Well, a lot of hoteliers, international hoteliers, has a life where they've been able to discover so many countries, because this is the beauty of hospitality. When you work in the hospitality business, hospitality is universal. You can work in so many different countries. As long as you start to understand the language and you are open to new culture, you're open to new religion, and you're open to people, you can do magic everywhere you are.
Yeah, but you have to be like that. You have to be open to people,
you have
culture.
To be passionate.
And you have to be passionate.
You love what you do and you're passionate. This is the key.
It really is a key.
If not, it doesn't work.
That's amazing. So I want to say really from the heart, thank you so much for being my first guest on the inaugural Mod Pod with Fukunaga. Can you believe I got Frederick? And I don't know, maybe it should be Mod Pod with Fukunaga and Vidal.
I'm not sure about that, but for sure, and thank you. It was a real honor and privilege to be your first guest. In Mexico, we say mi casa es su casa. You picked La Bodica as the place where you want to film every podcast you do.
Yes.
And we're so happy to have you. And we really want to wish you the absolute best for many, many more podcasts in the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And really, it was a great, great pleasure to be with you today.
It was
thank you so
much.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you. Salut. Oh my gosh. Love.
Thanks for listening to Mod Pod with Fukunaga. Follow the episodes on all major podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and many more.